Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I am Meghna Chadda and here are the top headlines at this hour. FM says burden of fuel excise cut entirely on center. Expectations of higher rates a no-brainer, says RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das. Banks to stop collateral fee intraday funding to brokers. Close to tying up Rs 20,000 crore to fight rivals, says Vodafone Idea. EEPC says steel price is likely to fall up to 15% in domestic market. Let's take a quick glance at what happened on Dalal Street today. A fag end selling sent benchmark indices lower on Monday in what was a weak day for the broader market. Nifty 50 saw selling pressure above the 16,400 level and ended the day at around 16,200 levels, down 51 points. Sensex also eroded the entire session's gains to end 38 points lower. Every three stocks on the BSE fell for the day, for every two that rose. Auto stocks such as Maruti Suzuki and M&M jumped 4%. Key IT stocks also gained up to 1.3%. Tata Steel, UltraTech, ITC, Power Grid and HDFC were the worst Sensex performers, falling up to 12% for the day. We have Narendra Solanki, Head of Equity Research at Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers, to share his views on the action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. What led to the sharp volatility towards the fag end of the session?
I think markets, after starting the day on a positive note, lost all of its gains in final trading sessions and has ended in red. This was primarily due to global cues taking center stage again as inflation worries and growth slowdown concerns kept investors on check.
What would be your advice to investors of steel stocks?
Near terms for a steel company has definitely become adverse due to high export duty announcement. However, considering the domestic demand for steel in lockdown and relatively strong balance sheet of steel companies than past could help tide over this period. At some point in future, when demand, supply and price imbalances reverts back to normal, the duty may be revised as it's not permanent.
We also caught up with Milan Vaishnav, consulting technical analyst and founder of EquityResearch.Asia and ChartWizard.ae, to decode the technical charts for you. Nifty 50 has tested 16,400 a couple of times in the last 2 weeks. What are charts suggesting?
If you take a look at Nifty's chart, I'm looking at it with a little different angle. Nifty has held on to the double bottom support that ranges in the zone of 15,500 to 15,750. So in a way, so long as Nifty is able to keep its head above this zone, I see larger chances of the technical pullback continuing. The only thing is that Nifty has faced resistance near 16,300 and 400, but that's a hardly 100 odd points resistance. So if what I see in the short term is that Nifty may trade in a range with 15,700 to 16,300 point, but once it moves above 16,300, then it has some more room left on the upside.
Also, what is your take on Nifty Bank?
Similar lines, Nifty has formed a slightly higher bottom around 33,000. So regardless of the volatility that we may see in Bank Nifty, so long as it is keeping its head above 33,000, the index is safe. Only the violation of 33,000 will invite some incremental weakness. And I also see some improvement in the Bank Nifty's relative performance against the broader market.
Asian markets settled mixed for the day. Major European markets were trading higher in the first few hours of trade. Also, US stock futures for June delivery were trading 0.7% higher, signaling towards a positive start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Goodbye.